Nesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Yud Aleph, the top line on Daf Yud Aleph from Aleph, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Amru Olav al Binyamin at Tzadik, they said a story regarding Binyamin at Tzadik, Shahayim Munna al Kupat Shel Tzedakah, and he was in charge of the Kupat Shel Tzedakah, and Pam Achas, Basa Ishlafana, Bishdei Betzarius, one time a woman came in front of him and was during a famine, and Amru Olav, she said to him, Rabbi Panasani, that please give me Panasa and please support me. Amru Olav, he said, Havoida, Shaim Be Kupat Shel Tzedakah Klum, and he used a Lashon of swearing, and he swore by the Kedusha of the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash that I don't have any money in the Kupah Shel Tzedakah, and therefore I can't give you any Tzedakah. Our Malachus, he said to him, Rabbi, if Ein Atam Fansani, Harei Isha V'Shiva B'Nal Mesim, that you should know that if you don't support me, then I will die together with my seven children. And Omer Pansam Ishalai, and he got up and he gave him money from his own money. And L'yam Chola, at some point, a bit later, Binyamin Atzad got sick, Vinat Lamas, and he was about to die. And Omer Malachi Shar, Slefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malach Yeshua said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shleilam, Ata Mata, that based on what you taught us in the Torah, that you created the world with only one person, and we learn out from that, that Kol HaMekayim Nefesh Achas Yisrael, Ki'ilu Kayim Oilam Mali, that if someone's Mekayim, even one Nefesh, and he helps support one person, and make sure that that person stays alive, it's as if he sustained the entire world. Binyamin HaTzadik, Shehechia Isha V'Shiva B'Nao, Yomus B'Shana Mu'atis Halalu, how could it be that Binyamin HaTzadik, that made sure to support this woman and the seven children will die when he's so young, and miyad karol gzadinoi, and immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu ripped up his gzadin, and tada, we learned in the Braisa, ha'istifaloi esim ishtayim shana al shenayisav, that he added on 22 years onto the years of Binyamin HaTzadik's life, and he lived another 22 years. And Rashi explains that when the Malach Yeshua said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that atah matah, that you have stated this idea, zok Rashi m'teiros l'madu, that from your Torah, we have learned that lefikach nivra adam yichidi, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin teaches us, that therefore a person was created as a Yachid, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu only created Adam, and he didn't even create Adam and Chava. That if someone sustains even one person, Klal Yisrael, it's as if he sustained the entire world. V'ksiv, and it also states in Pashas Bereishis, when Cain killed Hevel, called the Me'achicha, Zoyikim Alayim and Adama, Domoi V'Dam Zvi Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu held Cain responsible not only for the blood of Hevel, but also for the blood of all of Hevel's future generations and future children. And therefore, since we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu held Cain responsible not only for Hevel but all his future generations, so therefore, Af Kishat Mekayin to Me'achicha, Malor Lecha Chayav, the Chay Israel Isav, Shemidah Taiva, Meruba Midas Pranius. As we know, Midah Taiva is always greater than Midah Pranius, and certainly if someone is Mekayim and Nefesh B'Yisrael, then it's as if you sustained him and all his future generations. The Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Ma'isa B'Munbas HaMelech, there was a story with Munbas HaMelech, and Rashi says, B'Noshel Hilni HaMalka Mizerech HaShmonayim, that he was a child of Hilni HaMalka, who was a child of the Chashmonaim, and was a descendant of the dynasty of the Chashmonaim, and Ayin Masha, who says that he was a ger. And the Gemara tells us, that when it was a time of famine, he opened up all the storehouses, and all the storehouses, and the treasure houses of his father, and of his forefathers, and all of his brothers, and his family came to him, and they went against him, and they stated, our forefathers went, and they put away treasures, and they put away a lot of money, and they also added on to all the different things that their forefathers did before them, and you're giving them away, and you're literally destroying the wealth that was put together over multiple generations. Gemara continues and tells us six different tainos that Munbaz responded to his brothers and to his family, and number one, Omalehem, he said to them, that although it's true that our forefathers put away treasures down in this world, but I'm putting away treasures and storehouses up in Shemayim. Shenem, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Emes Be'eret Tzitzmach, but Tzedek Mishemayim Nishkaf. And when Emes sprouts from the earth, then all the tzedakah that you do will bring down reward from Shemayim. And we see that the tzedakah goes to Shemayim, and it actually stays there as a schus for you. And Munbaz continued with the second taina, Avoy Seganzu B'makim She'yad She'letes Boy, Vani Ganasti B'makim She'ina Yad She'letes Boy, that although our forefathers put their money away in what they thought was safekeeping, and they placed it in fortified treasure houses and storehouses in this world, however, ultimately a person could come and take that money and take those treasures away. However, I'm doing tzedakah, and my schusim will remain in Shemayim and be forever protected. And Shenem, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Tzedek u'mishpat mechayim kisecha, chesed ve'emes yikadmu panecha. And the pasuk tells us that tzedakah and mishpat are the foundations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kisei hakavod, and we see that the schusim of tzedakah are protected underneath the kisei hakavod. And Munbaz continued with his third taina, avoyse gonzu dovish ino isaperis v'anigan Ganasi Davish Isapiris, that my forefathers, they put away something which doesn't produce fruits and doesn't produce interest. I put away something that will always be Isapiris, Shinem, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Imrut Sadaki Taiv Kiprima Le Mechelu, and the Gemara dashes the Pasuk as if it says, Imrut Sadaka Kitaiv, that we say about Sadaka that is good, and you will eat the fruits of your labor, and you will be able to be Eichel Periseim, but Ilam Azeh, and even so, that Karen Kiyamas Ilam Abba, and as Rashi brings down, that the Peris are Eichel Bechayev, Shinema, Kiprima Leim Yechelu. Mumbaz continues with his fourth Taino, Avvesa Ganzu, Eitzis Mamon, Vaniganasti, Eitzis Nefashes, that my forefathers put away money, however, I invested even smarter, and I invested in souls, and I put away souls. And Shinema and Mumbaz brought a Pasuk in Mishle that states, Pre Tzadik, Eitz Chayim, Vlekech Nefashes Chacham, and he understood the Pasuk as Pre Tzedakah is Eitz Chayim, that the Peris of Tzedakah is a tree of life, and the same person that gives Tzedakah is considered Lekech Nefashes, and he is a Chacham. And Mumbaz continued with his fifth Taino, Avvesa Ganzu Lachirim, Vaniganasi Latzmi, although our forefathers put away things, however, of course, they never had enough from it, and they left it for their future generations. However, I am actually putting things away for myself. Shinem, as the Pasuk says, Ulachati Tzedakah. Of course, this Pasuk in Kisese is referring to a lender that gives a mashkin back to someone that's poor, and the Pasuk says, Hashiv Tashiv Lois Ha'abi Kivoya Shemesh, Meshacha Bissal Masar Vrechako, Ulachati Tzedakah, Lefine Hashem Lekecha. But the Maestro, the Pasuk says, Ulachati Tzedakah, that Tzedakah will be for you, and the Tzedakah that I am giving will be a schuf to myself. And finally, Munbaz continue with the sixth Taino, Avvesa Ganzu Leilam Hazeh, Vaniganasi Leilam Habah, my forefathers put their money away in Eilam Hazeh, however I placed my money away, and I put my schusim away for Eilam Habah, Shenem, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'holach l'funecha tzedkecha, k'void Hashem yasvecha, that your tzedakah will go before you when you die, and the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be your schusim, and will be your reward. I know Mepharshim who discuss why they added on to B'dam HaTzadik's life 22 years, and what is the cheshbon of exactly 22 years, and I in the Gra, who has a very interesting pshat. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on Dav Zayin and Beis, as the Mishnah stated, Vim Konaba Beis Tira, Harei Ukan She'ir. Now, although generally, as we stated in the Mishnah, in order to be chayiv, to pay for the walls and other expenses of security for the city, then you have to be in the city for 12 months in order to be chayiv, in order to be considered a full-fledged citizen. However, the Mishnah then teaches us that if someone actually buys a house in that city, then he's immediately considered a citizen of that city. And this is similar to the difference between someone renting a house or someone actually buying a house, b'negei kfiyas mezuzah. And Ritva stated on Dav Zayin and Beis that in Ron Advarim the Dafka Noka Kana, that the only time that we said this din is only if someone actually bought a home, the Tarech Abasrei, that he had a tircha in order to go acquire something, al yorish oishin asnu like matana, but if someone's yorish a home or it's given to him matana, ain kan gilu daita, there is no gilu das that he wants to be a citizen, v'hayim like tani v'im yeshle sham beis tira, and that is why the Mishnah specifically stated v'im kana sham beis tira, and didn't state v'im yeshle sham beis tira, ayin sham. And the Gemara states, masisi like Rav Shimon Gamliel, our Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Tanya as we learned it in Braisa, Rav Shimon Gamliel oime, im kana bo kaka kolshu harei kran she'ir, that Rav Shimon Gamliel hold that even if someone doesn't buy an actual house, but he bought a piece of land, then he's considered kran she'ir, and our Mishnah stated that the only way that he considered an she'ir prior to 12 months is only if you actually bought an actual house. And the Gemara continues that how can you say that this is a sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel, but Tanya, but we learned in another Braisa, Rav Shimon Gamliel oime, in kana shob kaka really based era, harei kran she'ir, that the only way that you consider a citizen of a city is only if you bought a piece of kaka which was ready to build a base dira. But if someone bought a very small parcel of land, then he would not be considered kan she'ir until 12 months. And the Gemara answers, in chinami, we have two different brises, alibi Rav Shimon Gamliel, and trei tanei, alibi Rav Shimon Gamliel, and we have two different tanoim that are chaylik as to what Rav Shimon Gamliel stated. But keep in mind that according to both of these ways to understand the words of Rav Shimon Gamliel, our Mishnah is still not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, as our Mishnah required that you have to actually buy an actual house. However, certainly according to the first member of Rav Shimon Gamliel, all you would have to buy is a small parcel of land, and according to the second member of Shimon Gamliel, you would have to buy a parcel of land that is ready for building a house on it, but certainly there's no requirement to buy an actual house, and once you buy a parcel of land that you can build a house on it, then according to the second version of what Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, then there's a gilui das that you want to stay there, and you want to settle there, and therefore you're already considered a citizen of this town, and you have to pay for its protection. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and this Mishnah was brought in that Beis and Beis as the fourth Raya against the Shita that in a Chatzah has a Gria Lav Shmei Hezek. And the Mishnah states that if there are two people that live in a Chatzah together, then it is in Cholkin Sechatzah Ad Shehei Abo Amos Hazeh Ba'Abo Amos Hazeh, they can't force one of the neighbors to split up a chatzar unless there's an area of four amos by four amos for each of the neighbors. As the Ritva says, Abba amos lezeh, Abba amos mu voice, the b'hachi chashav l'tashmish. And as we explained, there has to be a four by four area, as that is the area that is needed in order to have usage of a chatzar. And if someone has an area that's smaller than four by four, they can't use it in a normal way. And therefore, if there are two houses in this chatzar, then at least at this point of our understanding, there has to be an area of 4x8 in order for one of the neighbors to be able to force the other neighbor to actually split up the area. Gemara and Beza and Beza is that's mashma from a Mishnah, Hayeshba Kedei Lezeh, Kedei Lezeh, Chokin, that if there would be four amos by four amos for each of the neighbors, then they would be able to force one another to split up the chatzar, and my lab b'kaisel, and it's mashma that they would be able to split up and force the other one to make a wall in order to protect themselves from Hezekiah. And l'chay we should have a raya that Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, and the Gemara answered, Loi ben Mesivis Ba'amo, that in a chanami, they would have a right to force the other one to split up the chatzah, but then they would only have a right to force the other party to split the cost of putting very low pieces of wood into the ground to act as a boundary marker. The Mishnah continues, V'lo yitzasadat she'e bo tishakabal nezeh o tishakabal nezeh. And if there are two partners that own a field together, then you cannot force a partition until each one of the partners will be left with an area that can produce 9 kabim of sa'irin, and according to some shitas, 9 kabim of chitin. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda states, Ad she'e bo tishakatzoi kabal nezeh o tishakatzoi kabal nezeh, that this share is not 9 kabim for each of the partners, but the share is 9 half kabim, which is 4.5 kab for each of them. And although it seems that Rabbi Yehuda is being chiluk on the Tanakama, however, the Gemara will teach us that there is no machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, and Maki Asrei and Maki Asrei. And of course, the shiurim for these various type of areas is based on the uses of that type of property, and what is the amount of area that you need in order for that area to be considered valuable and worthwhile to either work or to own. And keep in mind, as we know, that 6 kav equals a saw, and therefore 9 kav equals 1.5 saw, and of course there are 30 saw in a base core, and we know a base core is 75,000 square amos, and therefore 1.5 saw is 3,750 square amos. And the Mishnah continues, V'lei segina asheba chetzi kav lezeh v'chetzi kav lezeh, and if there are two or more partners in a garden, then the only way that you could force someone to split up the garden is only if each of the partners will receive an area that they could grow a half a kav of peiros and yirokos. Rabbi Kiva Imeh based Reva, and Rabbi Kiva says that the share is not a half a kav for each, but the share is a quarter of a kav for each. There's machlekes rishonim if Rabbi Kiva is chaylik on the Tanakama, or if Rabbi Kiva agrees to Tanakama and Maki Asrei or Maki Asrei. And the Maisa, an area that you could plant a chetzi kav is 208 square amos, and an area that you could plant a quarter of a kav is approximately 104 square amos. Mishnah continues, Vileis Atraklin, Vileis Amarin, that if they are partners that own various areas in a palace together, once again, they can't force each other to split up that area. Vileis Ashevich, and also when you have partners that own a birdhouse, Vileis Atalis, or if you have partners that own a talis in Shutfis, Vileis Amarchetz, that one partner can't force the other when they own a bathhouse, Vileis Besabad, and also when they own an olive press, Vileis Besashlachin, and the same din applies when there are two partners or multiple partners that own an irrigated field together, that the only time that you could force another partner to split up the partnership is only when each of the partners will be left with an area that has enough value for each of them to work that area. And Zaklal, and this is the general rule, that if you have an area where after you split it, it will still have the same original name, then you'll have a right to split it, because that shows that it must be an area that can be used and is worthwhile and valuable to use for the original use. However, if it loses that original name, then it shows that it's no longer considered that item, and therefore must not be valuable and worthwhile any longer, and therefore you can't force your partner to make a chalukah or to split the partnership. And keep in mind that both Rashi and Taisus are bothered that at the beginning of the Mishnah we stated v'loyes hasadat she'e bo tishakav lezeh o tishakav lezeh, and now we stated v'loyes beis hashlochin at she'e ben kedei lezeh o kedei lezeh, and l'chayu beis hashlochin is a type of a field, and l'chayu why did the Mishnah state the din again about a beis hashlochin? And Rashi explains that a beis hashlochin is an irrigated field, and as Rashi states, that since there is an actual irrigation canal, and therefore it's possible for the owner to water it very often, so and even if there's not going to be the share of test cabin, then a person could go and plant other seeds there and other plants, and therefore even if we would not have 9 cabin for each of the partners, you could still split up based on whatever share is the share that's considered valuable and worthwhile. And as the Mishnah stated, and I only traces on Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, where Taisus points out that even though we just gave a general rule that kol sheichalak ushmoy elav chokin, Taisus is from the Gemara Maseches Kedushin that states that bechol du mikri sada. Why did the Mishnah state that the only way to split up a sada is only when you have a share of tes kabin for each of the partners? And Taisus states that in a chenami benegay a certain dinim and has a din of a sada. However, certainly what the Mishnah means when it says that there is a general rule, kol sheichal kushmoyel of chokin, that is only if it's still valuable and it's still worthwhile. However, there would be an area that is still called a sada, but it's not valuable and worthwhile to produce any peiros, as the expenses that you'll have to go and plow the field and tend to the field and harvest the field will be so much that you won't be able to make any profits. Therefore, certainly, partners can't force each other to split up that type of a sada. The Mishnah continues, Emesai bizman she'in shneim reitzim, the only time that the din of our Mishnah applies is only if both of them do not agree to split up the sada or split up the chatza or any other property. Our bizman she'in reitzim, but both of the partners agree to split up the properties, afilu pachs b'kan yachloiku, then even if it would be a smaller share, then they would have a right to do so, and they could split up these areas in any way they want. And when the Gemara in Daf Gimel is discussing the mandamet at hold that has agreed, shmei hezek, the Gemara asks that l'chayra, what is the chiddush of this part of the Mishnah? And the Gemara answers that in a chenami there is no chiddush of this point of the Mishnah, and the main point of the Mishnah is the next case of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah continues, l'chisvei kodesh afal pi sheshneim reitzim le'yachleiku, that b'negei kisvei kodesh, even if both of them want to split up the kisvei kodesh, and for example, if they own a sefer Torah together, they want to cut the sefer Torah right in the middle of the sefer Torah, then le'yachleiku, they don't have a right to cut the sefer Torah and to split the sefer Torah, and they would have to sell the sefer Torah and split the profits. Or one partner would buy the sefer Torah from the other, and as Rashi states, kisvei kodesh chavdal svarim v'regil lekaisvim begilin kisvei Torah shlanu, and they would write it on a cloth and in a scroll like our sefer Torah. Lefikach gnayah davar l'chatchan, and therefore it's a gnay to cut them up. Ayin in Rashi and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that states over kisvei kodesh sefer Torah shu bekarach echad mechein neviim uksuvim haksuvim begilin kisvei Torah, and it's a bit sarachbia why Rashi explains our Gemara a bit differently than the Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Our Gemara begins Rabbi Asi stated in Rabbi Echon that although from a Mishnah was mashma that when there are two shutfim in a chatzah, then as long as there's a chatzah that's 8x4, there would be a din chalukah and each one of the partners would get an area of 4x4. However, Zok Rabbi Asi and Rabbi Echon Abba Amma Sha'amru Chut Mishal Psachim, that these four Amis that we're speaking about are aside from the amount of area that each of the partners have to receive in front of the doorways that go into their home. Therefore, for example, if you have two homes in a chatzah, then the only way that there would be a din chalukah is if there's an area of 4x16, as a side for a din chalukah of 4x8 that you need in order to split a chatzah, but each owner of the house needs an area that's 4x4 that's in front of the doorway in order to unload and to load up the animals, and therefore there's actually a requirement that each of the partners receive an area of 4x8, which would make a total of 4x16. As Rashi says, chutz mishel psachim, chatzah shel shneim, shnei batim psuchon l'teicha, l'fnei ha-pesach ha-ba amas tzerech ha-bayis hein le parak masoy me alchamuri vechut me oisin dal ames tzarch shei abba ames l'shat hashmishon. And when the Mishnah stated in cholkas hachotza ad shei abba ames l'zeh ba'abba ames l'zeh, it was talking about for the rest of the tashmishon and not about the amount of area that's needed in front of the doorway. And the Gemara continues telling Amihochi that we have a brisa that supports this member of Asi and the name of Rabbi Yechon, as the brisa states in cholkas hachotza ad shei ba shmoyin ames l'zeh shmoyin ames l'zeh. And the Gemara yes ba anan tnan but l'chayu that says on Mishnah as the Mishnah stated abba ames l'zeh ba'abba ames l'zeh el shma minah k'd Rab Asi shma minah, and therefore we see a riot to Rab Asi that each one of these two partners actually needs an area of 8x4, and therefore if one partner wants to force another partner to split up the chatzah, there must be an area that's 4x16. The Gemara continues v'ikad Ramalu mirma, and some actually learned this member of Rab Asi named Rabbi Echran that was based on a question and based on a steer that was asked on our Mishnah from the brisa that we just brought. So now we learned in our Mishnah in cholkes hachatzah ashibah abba ames l'zeh abba ames l'zeh v'atanya, but we learned in the brisa Shmoyna Amos Lazer, Shmoyna Amos Lazer, and Lacharit is a steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa, and Amrav Asi, Amrav Yechron, in order to answer the steer between the Braisa and the Mishnah, Rav Asi stated in the name of Rav Yechron, Abba Amos Shamru Chut Mishal Psachim, as we explain, and the Ritvah brings down the following that Chut Mishal Psachim, Yesh Mir Abbasi Shamru, the Abba Amos Shapirik Masa, Ain a Knus Kinin Gamma, that's not considered a Kinin Gamma. However, each one has an exclusive right to use that area for most of the time. However, their friend could also use that area at various times. However, the Rashba continues, and the Gemara continues, and we'll bring a machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Chista, and Rashi explains that the machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Chista is specifically talking about a scenario where Yaakov owned two houses in a chatzar, and one of these houses had one doorway, and one of these houses had two doorways, and then Yaakov was about to die. He specifically left the house that had two doorways to Reuven, and he specifically left the house that had one doorway to Shimon. And Yaakov didn't state how they should split up the chatzar, and therefore, if Reuven and Shimon now come to split up the chatzar, then there's machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Chista as to how they have to split up the chatzar. And as the Gemara states, Rav Huna holds that the chatzar is split up based on the doorways. Therefore, since Yaakov specified that Reuven should take the house that has two doorways, therefore what Yaakov was really saying is that Reuven should also get two-thirds of the chatzar. And when Yaakov specified that his son Shimon should take the house that has one doorway, he was actually specifying that he should only get one-third of the chatzar. However, the Gemara continues, Rav Chista Amar, Noisna Ba'am, Sechol Pesach HaPesach, Ba'ashor Cholkul Meshavah. Rav Chista states, although I agree that Reuven will get more than Shimon, however, the ratio and proportion will not be 2-1 like Rav Huna stated, and instead, since Reuven has two doorways, therefore he'll receive an area of 4x4 in front of both of those doorways, and Shimon that received one doorway will only receive a 4x4 area in front of that doorway, and they will then split the rest of the chatzar equally. The Gemara continues, Tani Kavasi Rav Chista, that we learned a brisa that is like Rav Chista, as the brisa states, Psachim Shem Chatzar Yesh Len Arba Amas, that every Pesach in the chatzar receives a 4-am area. Hoyle Zeb Pesach Echol Zesh Ne Psachim, Reuven had one Pesach and Shimon had two doorways, Zesh Yesh Le Pesach Echol Neutel Arba Amas, then the one that has one Pesach will receive an area of 4 Amas by 4 Amas in front of that Pesach, Zesh Yesh Le Shne Psachim Neutel Shmoin Amas, and since the other one had two doorways, therefore he'll receive an area of 8 Amas, which is 4 Amas in front of each doorway, Vashach Chokim Meshavo, and then they will split the rest of the Chatzah equally. And Mefarshim explained that it's Mashmah from this Braisa that we're talking about all cases, and even in a case where the father actually specified that Reuven should get the Bayis with two doorways and Shimon should get the house with one doorway. Therefore, we see from the Braisa like Rav Chista, and the Braisa continues, Hoyle Zeb Pesach Rochav Shmoin Amis, Neutel Shmoin Amis Kenegad HaPesach. Even though we said that the shear that you get in front of a doorway is 4 Amis, that is specifically if the doorway is either exactly 4 Amis or less than 4 Amis, as that is the minimum shear. However, if the doorway would be 8 Amis wide, then you would get an 8 Amis wide area, which will extend out from the doorway for an additional 4 Amis, or really a 32 Amis square area. And finally, the Braisa states, Va'abar Amis Bechatzah, and a person receives 4 Amis in the Chatzah. Gemara is, Abar Amis Bechatzah, Maya Vidotayu, that what are we talking about when the Braisa states, Abar Amis Bechatzah, as it seems to be a sentence that doesn't make any sense. And Omar Abai explains, Hachik Omar, that this is what the Braisa is teaching us, that when you have a doorway that's 8 Amis wide, then later Shmoyin Amis Ba'ir Chatzah, then you would get an additional 8 Amis for the width of the door, and therefore you would receive an additional 8 Amis in the length of the Chatzah. Va'abar Amis Berechav HaChatzah, but certainly you would not get an additional 8 Amis in the width of the Chatzah, and instead you would get a 4 Amis area, which is the area that you need in order to unpack and unload your wagon and unload your camel or your donkey. And even though Rashi didn't specify what the din would be in a case where the father did not specify that Reuven should take the house that has two doorways and Shimon should take the house that has one doorway, however, the Rashba actually points this out mefurish that dafka b'chinin zeh hu shenoytel bal shnei apsachim yesim bal pesach echad avu mirshu oylochu shneim b'shitav batim v'chotzah. But if there are two people that received these two houses either b'shutfis as they bought it b'shutfis or they received it as Yerusha, there was no specification that one took the house with two doorways and the other one received the house with one doorway, and even though v'achin choku batim, that at a later point they actually split up the houses, and for example Reuven took the house that had two doorways and Shimon took the house that had one doorway, however kol echad neitel b'chotzah b'shavah zeh b'zeh, however in this scenario l'kuli alma, both of the partners or both of the brothers will receive the same amount of area in the chotzah, and Reuven would not receive any bonus area by the fact that he has two doorways. And the Gemara will continue with another scenario where Yaakov owned two homes and he split up these homes prior to dying, and he gave Reuven a house, and right outside the house there was a pit and an area that was dug into the ground where they used to place the pit of the dates, which was used for Michael Behema. Regarding this scenario, the Gemara states that Amar Mema states High Period of Sufli Yeshle Abba Amas Choruach Veruach, that since Yaakov specified that this house and this area should go to Reuven, therefore when Reuven and Shimon go and split up the chatzah, Reuven has a right to receive and to take take an extra 4 amma area around each side of this pit in order to be able to approach it from any side he wants and be able to access this area in order to be able to throw in the day pits when he needs to. The Gemara states, and this was only stated where the father wasn't miyachid, the actual doorway that it was standard for them to go out in order to take the day pits and throw it into this area. And as Rashi says, Yaakov didn't actually have a doorway that was right next to this area where he used to throw the day pits. Instead, he went out of the regular front door of his home and from that area he went down a path and he walked to the area where this hole in the ground was dug for the Michael Behema. And in this case we say that since the father did not have a specific door that was right around that area, so therefore Reuven's not stuck to one specific area and he doesn't have to approach the area from one side, and he has 4 amos around the entire area, or a 16 amma area. And we continue on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis Al Miyachle Pischa. However, the father originally had a doorway that was right outside of this area, that in lo el abba amos l'fnei Pischai, then although Reuven would receive an extra 4 amos, however that 4 amos would be like the regular 4 amos that he gets right outside every single doorway. And in this scenario Reuven would actually not be getting any additional area. L'chayr we see that Meim of Paschal like Rav Chista, then when a brother receives an extra doorway, then noisin abba amos l'chol Pesach v'Pesach v'ashar cholkin b'shavah. However, according to Rav Huna, then a Meim should not have spoken about 4 extra amos, and he should have said that chatz mischalekas l'pi Pesachah, as Rav Huna stated. And the Gemara continues, and we'll discuss various different structures. And the Gemara starts on Rav Huna achsadra in l'dav amos, that even though we said that every Pesach of a house receives a 4 amma area, however, someone has an area called an achsadra, which according to Rashi looked like a chuppah, and it had 4 beams that held up a roof, and there were 4 open walls, and there was a roof on top of it. So when shutrim are splitting up a chatzah, we would not take into account the doorway of the achsadra. And Rav Huna explains, time of my mishum pirik masai, the whole reason why the Rabbanan said that you receive a 4 amma area in front of a doorway is in order to make it easy to take off the packages from your donkey. But hacha efshadai l'gavoy mefarik, however, since this pergola is open from all sides, therefore it's not really protected from the elements, and therefore certainly people don't store their furniture in this area, and therefore there's a lot of room for someone to bring their chamar into this area and unload his packages. And we look at this as if it's a garage that is normal for us to bring a donkey into this area and unload the packages into this area, and therefore there's no reason for a loading space and a loading zone in front of the doorway of the achsadra. We explain our gemara like the Meiri. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem on Yud Aleph from Aleph that explains lefarik masoi me'al gavi behemtoi b'hani dalal ames de'inu roitzel l'lachlech l'tanef besoi mizel behemtoi aval hocha b'achsadra zu hoil she'in l'dfani saviv so efshaloi d'ayel b'achsadra zu u'mefarik d'blav hachinami u'metunofis min ezevolim u'min akshamim u'lohachi in tzvichin dalal ames ayin sham. The gemara continues, must Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asks a question of Huna from a Braisa, as the Braisa states, Echad Shari Batim, Ve'echad Shari Chsadrois, Yeshlan Dalal Amais, that it doesn't make a difference if someone has a gate or an opening to his house or an opening to a Chsadra, that the owner would have a right to 4 Amais when splitting up a Chatzah. And therefore, Lachira, we see in a Chsadra is Yeshlan Dalal Amais, and Lachira is Uriah against Rav Huna. And the Gemara answers, Kitaniahi, Bachsadra Be Rav, that in the Chanami, when Rav Sheshes said his din, we're not talking about a Chsadra that was open from 4 sides, and we're talking about a Chsadra Be Rav, and Rav the Chsadra actually had 4 sides that were completely closed. Therefore, Lefina Meiri, they kept furniture in there, and therefore there was no space to bring your donkey inside and unload your packages. And according to Rabbeinu Geshem, since it was a closed-in area, therefore it was protected from the elements, and certainly you would not want to bring your chamar into that area and make it dirty. And Rashi explains, Chsadra Be Rav, Defane Savulah, that it has 4 walls, Elishim Kafis Chaloinas, but it has a lot of windows, and therefore the area was very bright and light, and that's why it was called an Chsadra. The Gemara is Chsadra Be Rav Pshita Idrudim Al Yehu, that L'chayr was the Chiddush of the Braisa, the Echad Shari Chsadrois Yeshlan Dalal Amos, as L'chayr, if it's talking about Chsadra Be Rav, which was completely enclosed and had 4 walls and it had a roof, then L'chayr there's no difference between Chsadra Be Rav and Batim, and what is the Chiddush of the Braisa. And therefore the Gemara says El B'Chsadra Umaisa, that in the Chanami the Braisa is not talking about Chsadra Be Rav, and we're talking about a Roman Chsadra, and that Chsadra was actually built by having 4 very low walls, and then there was an open area on top of that, and then there was a roof that covered the chsadra. And the chiddush of the brayse is that even though there was an open area, the Fida Meiri was normal to place furniture into this area, and therefore there was no space to bring the chamar into this area. And according to Rabbeinu Geshem, that since the bottom area of this chsadra was protected protected, therefore it wasn't Moloch L'Petit, and therefore it wasn't normal to bring your Chamor into this area, and that's what is the din that Yeshel and Dal Amais. However, Rav Huna was talking about a Reglach Sadra that had four open walls with a roof, and certainly in that case, a person would bring their Chamor into that area, and therefore Rav Huna stated the Achsadra in L'Dal Amais. And the Gemara continues, telling about it, we learned in the Braisa, Beis Shar Achsadra Uma Peses, Yeshel and Dal Amais, that if someone has a porch, or someone has a Achsadra Umaisa, or someone has a two-floor structure in a chatzar, and on the top floor there was a porch where there were multiple doorways that opened up onto a common walkway and a common porch, and then people would walk on that porch and on that walkway and go to the stairs, and they would all have one exit from that upper stairway, and they would walk down the stairs onto the ground level. For example, like garden-style apartments that we see nowadays, or like some two-story hotels that have an external stairway. The Braisa teaches us, Yesh Len Dalet Amos, that each of these doorways would have a right to Dalet Amos. However, the Braisa continues, and as the Bachas Geiris, Hoyo Aboy, Chamisha Batim, Psuchel Mapeses, Einlehen El Dalet Amos Bilvad, that let's say there were four or five houses that were on the second story, and they each only had access to the ground level through one shared staircase, and they did not have their own separate access, and therefore there was only one entrance point to the ground level, so then they would only have the right to four Amos in front of that staircase and on the ground level, as that would serve as their loading zone, and there's no requirement to actually give them a separate loading zone for every one of their doors, as the doors weren't in the chatzah, and the doors were one floor up. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon asked the following question from Rabbi Yanai, Lushal Tanagoylum, Yeshle Dalet Amos, Einle Dalet Amos. As we mentioned, that every doorway in a chatzah receives a four Amos area for loading and unloading that area. And let's say someone had a chicken coop, would he have a right to four Amos, or would he not have a right to four Amos? As Lamaisa, is the person himself going to be helping the chickens getting to the chicken coop or not? And Amalei and Rabbi Yanai responded to Rabbi Yechon that time of mind, Mishum Pirik Masai, that the whole reason why you get Dalet Amos is in order to unload your packages. And Hacham Metapas V'Oilam, Metapas V'Yorid, over here we're talking about the chickens, and the chickens, the roosters, know how to jump over onto the top of this area and to get into the chicken coop, and there's no reason that they need a four Amos area in front of the opening of the chicken coop. And the Gemara continues, Boyim Minei Rav and Rav Nachman, Rav asked the following Shaila from Rav Nachman, Bayis Chetzav Mekura V'Chetzav Eina Mekura, if you have a house that half of it has a roof on it and half of it is open and does not have a roof, Yesh Leidal Amos, Ein Leidal Amos, would that doorway of that house have a right to four Amos, or would it not have a right to four Amos? And the Shaila is, that do we say that since half of the Bayis is not Mekura, therefore, as the Meiri states, it wouldn't be normal to place furniture in that area, and therefore there would be no reason why you can't take your animal into this area and unload the packages. According to Rabbeinu Geshem, that since this area of this bias doesn't have a rooftop, therefore certainly it's Moloch L'Petit, and therefore there would be no reason not to bring your animal into that area, and therefore maybe we shouldn't give him an aired area for a loading zone. And the Gemara tells us, Amalei, Rabbi Nachman responded to Rava, Ein Loi Dalet Amos, that he doesn't have a right to four Amos, and Loi Miboy Kruv Malagav, and certainly the din is that he doesn't have four Amos. The area that has the roof is further away from the chatzah, as certainly in that case, there's no reason why he can't bring his animal into the area that's closer to the chatzah, which doesn't have a rooftop, and he'll be able to unload his packages in that area. And as the Gemara states, the Efshad Ayla Gavoy, Umafarek, Elafilu Kuruv Klapichutz, and even if the area that has the rooftop is actually closer to the chatzah, therefore, certainly in that area, he's going to have furniture, and certainly in that area, he doesn't want it to become Luch L'Petit, and he doesn't want the Zevul Chamar to get into that area. However, Efshad Ayla Gavoy, Umafarek, Lamais, it's still possible for him to walk his Chamar through that area for a moment and go to the area that doesn't have a rooftop, and therefore the owner of that house would not have a right to an additional four Amos in the Chatzar. And keep in mind that Rashba points out that when the Gemara was talking about an area that doesn't have a rooftop, it must be that that area was Dalet Amos al Dalet Amos, b'chol d'pachas mi Dalet Amos in a royal pirk masa, and b'hilchach yeshli Dalet Amos, and therefore in a case where the area that doesn't have a rooftop actually is less than four Amos by four Amos, then certainly the owner of this house would still have a right to an additional four Amos in the chatzah to act as his loading zone. And the Gemara continues, Boyim Minei Rav Huna Mer Rav Ami, Rav Huna is the following Shaila from Rav Ami, and Ayin Bach, who says we should be Goyis Rav Ami and not Rebbe Ami, and Ayin and Taisi Dil Maskel, Boy Rav Huna Mer Rav Ami, Bahad Omer Berak and Izokin Gabri Rav Huna, Kari Bekani, Shani Rav Huna, Dafil Rav Ami, Rav Asi Kani Chashiv Dar Di Sol, Make of Kaifil Rav Huna, and therefore we see Rav Huna was more Chashiv than Rav Ami, the Hacha Hechi Boyim Minei, and therefore how could it be Rav Huna was asking Shaila from Rav Ami, Rav Ami Luchud, and therefore Taisi says there's a difference between between Rabbi Ami, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, that was less chashuv than Rav Huna, and the Rabbi Ami that lived in Bavel together with Rav Huna was more chashuv than Rav Huna, and therefore Rav Huna asked this question to Rabbi Ami without a yud. The Gemara continues, Rav Huna asked the following question, as we know, in those days, people lived in chaseres, and there were multiple houses that opened into a chatzar, and then you had multiple chaseres that opened up into a mavoi, and the mavoi then opened up into a shisrabim. And some avoyas were actually thoroughfares, and they were open on both sides on the length of the mavoi, and you were able to access a shisrabim on both sides of the mavoi, and then there was some avoyas that were actually closed on one side, and they were similar to our dead ends. And the Rishonim explained that our shayla is dafka by a mavoi she'ino mefulish, and it's not open from both sides, and it's a mavoi that was a dead end. And the shayla of Rav Huna was that, let's say, one of the people that lived in a mavoi and had a doorway that was opened into the mavoi wants to close up his entrance into mavoi A and open up a doorway from the other side of his house into mavoi B. And Rav Huna's shayla is, b'nei mavoi ma'akvin lav or ein ma'akvin lav, would the owners of the area of mavoi B have a right to stop him from opening up his doorway into mavoi B, as that would actually increase traffic into mavoi B? Or do we say that they do not have a right to stop him, and he could do so since his house lemaisa backs into mavoi B? And the Gemara tells us, Amalei Rav Ami responds to Rav Huna, b'nei mavoi ma'akvin lav, that the b'nei mavoi certainly have a right to stop him from opening up his doorway into mavoi B. And certainly this didn't only make sense if we're talking about a mavoi she'inu mefulish, as then there's actually a small amount of traffic in that area and they want to keep it very private. However, this area is in any case a mavoi mefulish, and therefore it's actually a thoroughfare that goes from one Rishis Rabim to another Rishis Rabim, then certainly it doesn't make a difference if there's only going to be another doorway that's opened up into this mavoi, and therefore they would not be able to stop him and they would not be able to restrict him. And Rashi states, l'mavoi acha kagoyim bayis she'bein shnei mavois, and the Gemara stated, b'nei mavoi ma'akvin b'nei mavoi acha she'enu ragel etzlam. And the Gemara continues with another shayla of Huna Yisra b'ami, achsanya l'fi b'nei odom mischalakas or l'fi psachim mischalakas. And Rashi explains, what is an achsanya? Chayil shel melech, the army of the king, hamutal b'nei ya'ir losis lehen achsanya b'bateyam, that the people of the city have responsibility to put them up and provide lodging and provide food to them. And Rav Huna's shayla is, do we split up the responsibility based on each family? And if there's 100 families in this mavoi, then the responsibility is split by 100. Or do we say that it's based on the doorways? And for example, if someone has a house that has two doorways, he would actually have to provide double the amount of a person that only has one doorway. And the Gemara tells us, Amalei, Rav Ami responded to Rav Huna, l'fi b'nei odom mischalekes, that it's based on the number of families and not based on the number of doorways. And Tanam Hachi, and similarly, we went to the Braisa, Zerul Shabachatz mischalekes l'fi psachim, that although the fertilizer that is found in the chatzah is based on the amount of doorways in the chatzah, as it used to be the derech that he used to throw all the refuse into the street, and then at some point it would turn into zevel, and that of course had value, and ultimately the zevel would belong to the people that lived in this chatzah, and it would be split based on the amount of doorways that each person had, and it would be based on a ratio of the amount of doorways a person had. And then the Braisa states, achsanya l'fi b'nei odom mischalekes, however achsanya is based on the people that are in the chatzah, and not based on the amount of doors. And keep in mind that the Muki Yosef points out that when we spoke about turning a doorway into another mavoi, that the reason why the Gemara brought a case where he's actually turning around his Pesach and didn't just say that Reuven wants to open up a second doorway into mavoi B, he explains that certainly it makes sense that if Reuven has a doorway in mavoi A and now wants to just open a brand new doorway in mavoi B, then certainly the people in mavoi B will say that all the people in mavoi A will walk through your door and come into mavoi B, and therefore you're adding a lot of people into our area. However, the Gemara is mechadish that even in a case where Reuven actually closes his doorway into mavoi A and now only has a doorway into mavoi B, the people in mavoi B will still say to Reuven that since you didn't take off your doorpost and your lintel and your threshold from the doorway that you have into mavoi A, that we're still concerned that maybe at some point you'll reopen the doorway into mavoi A, and then many people will walk through mavoi A into mavoi B, and therefore they could be ma'akev. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let's point out that Rashi and other Rishonim learn that just like we said that b'negei chatzah, that every person that has a house in a chatzah has a right to four amos in front of his doorway in order to unload all of his packages, and the same holds true b'negei mavoi, that if someone has his house that's opening up into a mavoi, then he has a right to four amos in front of his house and in front of his door in order to allow him to unload his packages. And based on this idea, Rav Huna stated, that if one of the people in the mavoi that has the doorway opening to the mavoi, at this point says that since I have a right to the four amos in front of my doorway, I want to put up a small little gate in order to make sure that people don't walk into that area, and I have a private area for unloading my animal. Then the mother could say that you can't put up this gate and fence as you're blocking the area. You are causing us to have to go around your fence, and that is causing us an extra tircha, and therefore they have a right to be ma'akev and not allow him to do so. And the Gemara continues, Meisfeil, ask your question on Rav Huna, as we have a brisa that states, Chamish chatzeres pasuchas l'mavoi, if there are five chatzeres that are opened up into a mavoi, kul mishtamshes im chitzayna, v'achitzayna mishtamshes l'atzma, then all of the five chatzeres could walk through the area of the outer chatzar that's closest to the Rishus Rabim, and the chatzar that's closest to Rishus Rabim can only use the area of the mavoi that's right outside of his chatzar, but the people in that chatzar cannot use any of the area of the rest of the mavoi. Since we're talking about a mavoi she'en mefulish, therefore there's no reason for any of these people in this chatzar to walk towards the area that is towards the dead end, and the only way that they actually would use this mavoi is only to go from the chatzar out into the Rishus Rabim, and therefore they only have a right of ishtamshus to 20% of the mavoi that's right next to the chatzar and right next to the Rishus Rabim, and they don't have any rights to use the remainder of the 80% of the mavoi that's towards the dead end. The Braisa continues, Vashav mishtamshus mashniya, and the third and fourth and fifth chatzar that's closer to the dead end can certainly make use of the area of the mavoi that's directly across from the area of the second chatzar, as certainly when they're walking out of the chatzeres, they have to walk towards Rishus Rabim, and certainly they have the right to walk through that area that's right outside the second chatzar, and certainly they could walk into the area of the first chatzar, as we previously mentioned. And the people from the second chatzar, that's the second from the Rishus Rabim, can certainly use the mavoi that's right next to their chatzar, and they can also use the area that's right next to the first chatzar, but certainly they can't use any of the area that's next to the third, fourth, and fifth chatzeres, as that is closer to the dead end, and there's no reason that they have to walk towards that area. And of course, you can make your own cheshbin regarding the area of the mavoi that's right across the third, fourth, and fifth chatzeres, and the 60% of the mavoi that's closer to the dead end. And Braisa continues, Nimsis primis mishtameshes la'atzma u'mishtameshes in kolachas v'achas, and therefore we find that the people that live in the chatzar that's closest to the dead end will have exclusive right to that area, as none of the other chatzeres will have a right to walk towards that area, because that's the area that's closest to the dead end. But that area that is the fifth chatzar and that's closest to the dead end will have a right to usage of the rest of the mavoi, as lemaisa, in order to get to the Rishus Rabim, they have to walk from their chatzar, which is furthest towards the dead end, and they have to walk all the way to the other side and towards the Rishus Rabim. And Ayin Taisis points out that the word mishtameshes la'atzma that we stated at the beginning of the Braisa and the word mishtameshes la'atzma that we just mentioned, which we defined as exclusively, actually have two different meanings in this Braisa. The Gemara's question on Rav Huna is as follows. The Rav Huna stated, Echum b'nei mavoi shebikash listem k'nega pisrai, b'nei mavim aknu lov, and it's mashma that all of the b'nei mavoi and any of the chatzeres could be ma'akev on this person. And as Rashi points out, from this Braisa, it's a kasha to Rav Huna that the Rav Huna said, kulam akven v'afilu chatzein ma'akven al primim, and we see in the Braisa that the only ones that could be ma'akev are only the primim on the chitzeinim. The Gemara responds, Tanoi, that in the chanami, there's a machlekes tanoim, the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, Echum b'nei mavoi shebikash lahachse pisrai l'mavoi acher, that if Ruben wants to close his doorway that went to Mavui A and wants to open a doorway into Mavui B, then the people of Mavui B could be ma'akev and hold Ruben back from doing so. And the Braisa continues, Hayasasam, if originally Ruben actually had a doorway into Mavui B and then he closed it up, then Ubikish Lepeschai, at some later point, Ruben decides that he wants to open up the doorway into Mavui B, Aim B'nei Mavui Ma'akvin Lov, then the people of Mavui could not be ma'akev, Divu Rabbi, these are the words of Rabbi, and Rav Shimon Elazar Imer, Rav Shimon Elazar states, Chamish Chatzeres HaPsuchas L'Mavui, if there's a Mavui She'enu Mefulish, and then there are five Chatzeres that are lined up in the Mavui, one after the other, from the point of Rishus Rabim to the point of the dead end. And Rav Shimon Elazar teaches us, Kula Mishtamshes B'Mavui Zum Zu, all of the people that live in all these Chatzeres have equal Mishtamshes of the entire Mavui, and they share the Mavui equally. And the Gemara now is that by the fact that the Braisa stated Rav Shimon Elazar Imer, it's Mashman Rav Shimon Elazar is coming to be Chaylik on Rabbi, and therefore the Gemara is, Chatzeres Madde Chashmayu, the Lecher, where do we start speaking about Chatzeres? The Rav Shimon Galil should start teaching us Dinim B'Gei Chatzeres, and the Gemara therefore says, Chasurim Mechsev HaChitani, it must be that we're missing a part of this Braisa, and the way that we should learn the Braisa is as follows, that after the Braisa stated, Hayasasum Ubikash Lepeschoy, Ein B'nei Mavim Akron Lov, then the Braisa continued, V'chein Chamesh Chatzeres, Gemara's Hapsucha is Lemovoi, Kulam Mishtamshis in Chitzena, by Chitzena Mishtameshis Latmo, Vasham Mishtameshis in Mashnia, Vashni Mishtameshis Latmo, Mishtameshis in Chitzena, Nimsis Primus, Mishtameshis Latmo, Mishtameshis in Kolach Vachas, Divu Rebbe, and these are the words of Rebbe. However, Shimalaza, Imer Shimalaza argues on Rebbe, and he holds Chomish Chaseris, Hapsucha is Lemovoi, Kulam Mishtamshis Bemovoi. If there are five Chaseris that open to a Mavoi, then it doesn't make a difference if the Chatzar is closer to the dead end or closer to the Rishis Rabbim. All the Chatzaris have equal rights to the Mavoi, and therefore we see this machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Lazar as to the rights of Bnei Chatzar to the actual Mavoi. And therefore, Eide Chanami, when Rav Huna stated that Ech Bnei Mavoi Shabikish Listem Kenega Pischai, Bnei Mavoi Ma'akvin Lov, Shemabon Lens Haderech, that if a person that has a house that has an opening into a Mavoi and therefore has a right to four Abbas in front of the Mavoi, and he wants to make a gate around those four Amos, Rav Huna teaches us that anyone that's in the Mavoi could be Ma'akev and state that you have no right to do so, as you're causing me a greater Techa, as now we will have to walk around your structure and around the fence that you placed around your four Amos area. And Lemaisa, we have to say that Rav Huna is only going according to Rav Shimon Laza, that all the Bnei Mavoi have equal rights in the Mavoi. However, in a Chanami, according to Rebbe, the only one that would be able to be Ma'akev on this person and not allow him to build this fence around his four Amos area are only those people that are further into the Mavoi and are further towards the dead end, as Lemaisa, they will have to walk around his area when they're going towards Rosh Hashanah. But any of the Bnei Mavoi that are actually closer to the Rosh Hashanah never have to actually walk around his fence, and therefore, if he Rebbe, they would not have a right to be Ma'akev, and they would not be able to be Ma'akev, the owner, from making a fence around his property and around his four Amah area, and we will stop over here.